Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. March for Life, Walk for Life, those are coming up this month. A number of them across the country. We're going to go to Chicago. The Reverend Dan Gilbert, he's the president of the Northern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, joining us by phone this morning. Pastor Gilbert, welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Glad to have you back here on Faith and Family. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about what's going on in the Northern Illinois District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod these days and your service as president there.
We always emphasize two things that we work together as a district. We emphasize the fact that we do the guarding our life and doctrine and all the ecclesial things that go with that, call lists and calling workers and occasionally responding to a crisis in a congregation, but always guarding our life, our doctrine, our confession, the ecclesiastical supervision, and we also bind ourselves together under that confession to help each other to carry out the Lord's mission through the National Synod internationally and through our own congregations here in the northern third of Illinois. And we describe that local mission as new starts, new believers. Every congregation can find one new thing. It might be big, might be little. A new way to reach out to their community with the love of Jesus. So when people ask why, we get to tell them. So those are the two big things. And I also always emphasize the district is not an office or a president and district staff. The district is girls and boys, men and women, believers in Jesus in 210 congregations.
Where does this message of life that is precious to God, where does that fit in this good work of the district?
Yeah, again, it really happens in the local congregations. That's where all ministry takes place, really, word and sacrament, mercy ministry. A number of leaders, both pastors and some commission ministers, and primarily lay leaders, have really been doing great work lately. We have many of our circuits now have someone designated as the life coordinator. Pastor David Batorf, who's one of the pastors at St. John's in Darien, heads it up for the whole district. But we also have a lot of great volunteers working with Lutherans for Life and some of the other agencies that help moms in crisis, CareNet, a new group called Pro Grace. So a lot of lay leaders are helping congregations to see it's not just the teaching about life, that life begins at conception. It certainly is that, but it's not just the teaching. It's really the doing of helping moms and families where there is a crisis pregnancy and saying, you know, we are pro-mom, we are pro-woman, we are pro-baby, we are pro-family, and over it all, we are pro-grace because that's what the Lord is. And it's not just, oh, don't have an abortion, save your baby. It is that, and then it's also and here we have these resources to help you, so you don't feel trapped, like you don't feel like that's your only option. It's not your only option. We're here to help you. One of those volunteers is Lori Trenchy, who's in on this interview as well, and she can tell us even more.
Good morning, Lori. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you so much for having me. How can I answer your questions?
Well, tell me, why are you involved in the life events going on in Northern Illinois District?
I'm actually on the NID task force here in Northern Illinois. Have been working very closely with folks here in the district. Prior to coming back to the district, was working with Lutherans for Life and still in very close contact with friends from Lutherans for Life and folks here. So I'm really excited to hear that President Harrison is coming out with folks from St. Louis for the march. This will actually be my third March for Life. And every year we try to encourage our Lutheran congregations to send people to this march for a number of different reasons. I think for me, I go because there are people of all races, all ethnicities, religions represented there. There are speakers from all sectors of life that come. So for instance, instance, we'll have church leaders there. We'll have moms from Aid for Women Pregnancy Center that will be talking about how crisis pregnancy centers have intervened to help them to make good choices for life. They've had post-abortive women talk and share their experiences. There will be somebody from the Chicago Bears team, actually, and local politicians, local leaders that come and talk about this. So it really gives our congregations a good chance to come out to see other life-affirming people there, which is always very energizing. It's a great family event, lots of music, lots of fun, balloons. It's a good thing for families to come to, great thing for youth leaders to bring their church youth groups to. We love it when our pastors come out because there's great speakers, and they can bring that information back to the churches. They can bring that back to their congregations. It helps people to see and hear what's going on in the life arena. So it's a great opportunity to get out there and be together. And then to Pastor Gilbert's message, to bring that message of pro-grace, pro-woman, pro-baby back to the congregations so that we can be the boots on the ground to not only speak for life, but to also help those that are in need with our crisis pregnancy groups and with the work that's being done through Synod and Lutherans for Life.
Let's take a look at each of those, you know, pro-grace, pro-life, pro-woman. What are those things? What does that mean as Lutherans? What does it mean for us to say that we are for these things? Lori, and then we'll go to Pastor Gilbert.
Great.
Okay. Well, I think in our congregations, one of the things that that we see is, can a congregation be a welcoming place for people that have been in a crisis situation? Is it a welcoming place for the post-abortive? Is it a welcoming place, a graceful place where we can embrace life, where we can talk about these life issues, and we can look at that together as a church? As a post-abortive person myself, I know that 1 in 3 women over the age of 45 in the church have been affected either personally by abortion or someone in their families. So it's something that's there in the church. We don't often talk about it. I think it's something very important that we talk about. Also, if someone is in a crisis situation for some reason, they need to be able to feel comfortable that they can come to a pastor or a youth leader or some other trained and equipped lay leader, that they can share that information so that folks can rally around and help those troops. We also need to reach out to our communities. There are people in our workplaces, in our families, in our youth groups that are affected by these issues. So it's important that we talk about them.
President Gilbert, from your perspective, what does it mean to be for these things, to be for life, for women, for grace?
Yes. Lori said it very well. Couple of other thoughts on it. So often a woman facing a crisis pregnancy is under tremendous pressure because the world is telling her, okay, first off, you were stupid. You let yourself get pregnant, and you didn't need to do that. Now, it's more subtle than that, but that's so often what a woman is feeling from the world. And then in addition to that, the message is, now don't be even more stupid and ruin your life. Get rid of this problem. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be stuck economically. You won't be able to get educated. You won't be able to get a good job. You know, don't do this. Don't be stupid twice over by keeping this problem. Just get rid of this problem. That's the world's message. And so there's a degree of shame of, oh, how did I let this happen to myself? And then if I keep this baby, the world's telling me I'll never advance social economically and so forth. So that would be stupid. So there's that pressure. On the other hand, it might be justified, it might not, but she's probably feeling, if I talk about this at church, I'll be shunned. You know, I'll be the fallen woman. I'll not be welcomed there. And of course, exactly the opposite of what it should be. It's like, welcome, sinner. We're all sinners here. Great. We want you to know there is a Savior. His name is Jesus. He died for you. He rose again. And we all stand on level footing at the foot of the cross. and welcome. And in addition to that, not only are you welcome here, but we will help you meet your needs. We will invest emotion, we will invest relationship, and we will invest money so that you and your baby, and maybe your family, if there are others, maybe there's a husband, maybe there are other kids, we will do everything we can so that this bringing this baby into your life does not ruin your future. In fact, quite the opposite. So that's pro woman. Pro baby is will help you so that you can bring this baby to life. If you want to release the baby for adoption, great. We've got avenues for that. If you say you're going to raise the baby yourself, great. We will help you with that. But Jesus died for this little one too, and loves this little one, and so do we. So we're pro baby. And over all of it, there are all kinds of characteristics of God. He's almighty, he's all-knowing, you know, all this stuff. And he is all gracious. He is all forgiving to the penitent sinner. And, all right, you've sinned. It's likely that you've sinned if you're in a crisis pregnancy. It might not be a case of sin, but likely. That's why we have a Savior. God didn't send Jesus for good people. There are no good people. He sent them for sinners. So of all the places in the world where a woman facing a crisis pregnancy should find openness and forgiveness and arms wide open, it's in the church, because that's what God does for all of us. So pro-grace, pro God's forgiving grace in his son Jesus.
Lori, tell me about the March for Life in Chicago. When is the event taking place?
Okay, Andy, the March for Life is this Sunday. So it will be at 2 o'clock at Federal Plaza in Chicago. The address is 50 West Adams. We also have arranged for some bus service. We would love to fill the bus with Lutherans. There's a bus going from Trinity Lutheran Church in Lisle that will be leaving at 1:15 in the afternoon. If anybody is in the area, would like to join us on the bus, it'll be Pastor Boderoff will be on that bus. He can be talking a little bit more about what the task force is doing here in the district. We'll have a number of people from Lutherans for Life, life teams and chapters on that bus as well. So it's a great opportunity not only to have transportation into the city and back, but also to fellowship with fellow Lutherans. And we'll be gathering at Federal Plaza at 1:55 under a new banner that we're having that says Love Affirms Life banner. And we want to encourage people to look for Lutherans wearing red Lutherans for Life hats. And we're also going to be joined by St. Louis Lutherans carrying an Eyes for Life banner sign and wearing lime green hats. So we'll look forward to seeing lots of Lutherans there. If anyone needs bus service, they should contact our deaconess, Chris Blackwell, at 630-234-1491. We would love to have some fellowship with President Harrison if he's going to be coming into town. Would love to meet with him as well and talk with him. I know there's a number of pastors from our area coming on the bus. There is a number of great activities that are going on in our individual congregations to mark Life Sunday events. Many people are doing Life Sunday services, children's messages. They're taking collections for Life Ministries or for local area crisis pregnancy centers. So lots of great things going on this Life Sunday. We're looking forward to a great celebration and a great turnout.
Now, Lori, you mentioned the banner that that your group will be carrying says Love Affirms Life. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Andy.
What is the message that you hope gets across at this march?
I think, you know, again, love affirms life. So as President Gilbert so eloquently said, pro-grace, pro-woman, Jesus died for all of us. He wants us to be in relationship. He loves life, and God does not make mistakes. So there is no such thing as an unwanted child. A person may have a situation where they cannot keep that child themselves, but there are a number of avenues, a number of places that can help someone that's in a crisis situation. We want to get the word out that there are choices that are better than abortion. Abortion hurts women. It hurts children. It's not a solution. The better solution is to choose life.
President Gilbert, what are you hoping will be the clear message at this march?
I'm going to come at it from a negative point of view first, Andy, which seems funny, but what we don't want this to be is how the world perceives pro-life. Shouting terrible things to women considering abortions or who have had them and so forth. The pro-life movement, unfortunately, and I think unfairly, but it's reality, has become politicized, and the world considers it hateful and ugly and restrictive and anti-woman. What I'm hoping is that a very different message will come across. The pro, all those things we talked about before, and God's love is so great, and He expresses it through the people who know Jesus, and we have this for everybody, so that rather than being an anti-abortion rally, which is how the world will see it, rather it's a very much pro-life, but not probably, I wonder if we need to move away from that term because it has become politicized, and that's why Lori and I and others have been using those other terms, pro-woman, pro-child, pro-grace. So I hope it's a very positive thing of there are people who will gladly help women in crisis.
Now, Lori, you mentioned this was your third March for Life. Is that right?
Yes, the third one for Chicago.
For Chicago. Have you been to others as well?
No, I would love to come out to the National March for Life sometime, but have not been out there yet. But would encourage, you know, folks from here and also encourage folks that are listening to go to the National March for Life. Life Ministries, Lutherans for Life, always a very strong presence there. The numbers are greater just at the National March, but we had the largest crowd in Chicago so far to date last year in freezing cold temperatures. You'll see our pictures out on the Lutherans for Life website with me with this ginormous, you know, hood on with hats and scarves and things like that. We have folks coming from Wisconsin. We've got people coming from Indiana. We've got people coming from Michigan, all over the region, to come together to celebrate life and to gather together to talk about what we can do within the church and within our communities. So I'm really encouraging, again, very family-friendly. People will be surprised at the celebratory type of environment. It is not an environment where there is antagonism. There is happiness, songs, young people, families coming together to witness for life. It's a great event. Please come out.
Now, if you can't make it to the National March for Life, there are other marches and walks for life, much like Chicago, that are happening regionally, where you can come out and perhaps not travel as far, maybe an hour or two to some place a little bit closer. If you're in the Chicago area, by all means, this is a great opportunity to do that. And that's coming up again this Sunday, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, we have about 6 minutes left here. Lori shared with us that she's been to about three marches for life in Chicago. How about you, Dan? Have you been to any marches before?
I have not, and the main reason is my wife Jan has a severe walking disability. She's got MS, and so it's not something we've been able to do together. Sometimes mm-hmm. we've gone to the the meeting beforehand,
sure,
and seeing the buses off and all that. It so happens this Sunday I'm installing a new pastor in the district at the same time. But because of Jan's walking disability, we've not done the walk, but certainly encourage and support those who do.
And as you mentioned, the march is only one part of what we do as Lutherans who affirm life, who are all about this gift of life that God has given us and treasures.
Amen.
What are other things that are going on around the district throughout the year that are happening in congregations and in schools that you see throughout the year, Dan, that are making a difference with this message that God loves life and so do we?
We're seeing a lot of exciting things going on. President Harrison's message about the inseparable connection between mercy ministry and outreach evangelism. We've really been promoting that in our congregations. As I said earlier, find one new thing, find one need in your community that with the gifts God has given the people in your congregation, you can help to meet that. One of my favorite examples is one of our congregations. They're not real large, and they're out way out on the fringe of the greater Chicago suburban area. But and they were struggling. They were just having a hard time. They got a new pastor, and this pastor and his wife found out there were a lot of single moms in the community. And it started off real small. They just encouraged people, pick up a package of diapers when you go to the store, drop it off at church, we'll get the word out. They've been able to buy their first church building. They bought an old Methodist church, and they have two huge rooms, just floor to ceiling of stacks with all kinds of baby stuff, strollers and the disposable things as well, all kinds of stuff. And the pastor of that community now is known as the diaper pastor, which is great. And they call it swaddling clothes ministry. It's not expensive. It does take a lot of effort. And not only do they give stuff out to the moms, but they make the connection. And they've had some baptisms as a result. They've had some new members as a result. But that happens to be a life when there are other mercy ministries as well. But as the Bible says, Jesus of Nazareth went around doing good, and he went around proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. That's what we're encouraging congregations to do, and more are doing that. And we're seeing people come to faith in Jesus in LCMS congregations.
Lori, what are things that you see going on around the Northern Illinois District when it comes to affirming life?
Well, definitely lots of interest here in life teams. We've also had a number of Owens Mission presentations in the district. Owens Mission is an initiative of Lutherans for Life, where we take a set of fetal models, teaching fetal models that are gifted by Lutherans for Life, to the K-8 Lutheran schools and also the high schools here in the district. There's been a number of presentations. Dr. Lamb, who recently retired from Lutherans for Life, was actually just out in the district in October, did some workshops on end of life, and also did a number of Owens Mission presentations when he was here. So we've had speaker events. We've had a number of school visits. I've done some school visits as well, some workshops and things for the teachers' conferences here in the district. So again, we're getting that word out. We've been publicizing LCMS's ultrasound curriculum that is out there. That's a wonderful resource, and so just getting that word out. Also, just got some word out about Lutherans for Life Life Essay Contest that's going to be happening. So folks in Illinois can participate in that. And that's an essay contest for, I believe it's through sixth grade through, I'd have to double check on that, but I can get you some information on that, Andy. But it's a wonderful opportunity for Lutheran school children to be able to write about life issues all the way from pre-cradle to end of life, and to have great discussion within the schools and the classrooms with that. So again, we're encouraging teachers to use those resources here in the district. We're encouraging congregations to get out, help crisis pregnancy centers, There's a number of different things. Pastor Gilbert talked about Swaddling Clothes, which is actually a national ministry that was started here in our district. We have other ministries where there's baby banks that people can come in for material goods. There's classes for new moms, single moms, community outreach things, a number of things for new starts, new believers. So great things that we're seeing in our congregations. We just need to help get the word out about that. So we're very excited here.
Lori, with just a few seconds left, can you give us those details again for the march this weekend and buses?
Okay, sure. It's Chicago March for Life. It's 2 o'clock at the Federal Plaza, 50 West Adams. We'll be meeting at 155 under the Love Affirms Life banner. If anybody needs a ride on the bus, it's going to be leaving from Trinity Lyle, which is at 1101 Kimberly Way in Lyle. The bus will leave at 1:15. They're just taking a free will donation. People can come. No worries about the bus trip. Call Deaconess Chris Blackwell at 630-234-1491 to reserve a seat on the bus if you'd like to come with us. And we'll celebrate together, and we can get you ideas, resources, whatever you need to help affirm life.
Very good. Well, Lori Trinchy, thank you so much for your information, for your help today, helping us learn more about what's going on with the March for Life in Chicago. Thanks for being my guest today, Lori.
My pleasure and honor. Thank you so much.
The Reverend Dan Gilbert, president of the Northern Illinois District Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dan, thanks so much for being my guest. Thanks for coming back on Faith and Family today. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, Andy. God bless you, brother.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO. Find out more about, you can find the archive of today's program on KFUO.org and other programs as well. Thy Strong Word up next with Pastor Wheaton on the Messenger of Good News.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.